Hi there. In this brief video, I will say a few words about how to structure an online course. You know, an important part of planning a lecture series or a course is to sort of sequence the different components and make them coherent so that you start with something that you should start with and not start with the end where you have to learn many other things before it gives any meaning to come to that, maybe a very difficult topic or issue. And also for the educational institution as a whole or the whole study program, this is sometimes a bit of an issue because some teachers follow their procedures and progression, and other teachers follow another one, and maybe they don't know exactly where the other person is at the moment. So the work of aligning course material and the stepwise progression is really an important part of creating a good course. And that is also important online, and even more important online, because you don't have the same access to the environment, the teachers, the students, the administrative personnel to get advice on how to behave. So to put some extra thought into how to structure your course, that's most important. And that's what we're going to talk a little bit now. So here are a few words of advice on how to deal with it. Of course, the topic is more complicated than what I talk about here, but this is a start. So we have to think about what's the purpose of the course, of the learning sequence. What do we want students to learn? What do we want to learn ourselves? And we can roughly distinguish between the knowledge component, the thinking, the models, the theory, and the operational elements, the skills that you would like to learn, how you can solve practical problems in the real world. So for each objective of the course, to think through those things. And the reason for that is, among other things, that sometimes it's better to do some work first and then learn about the theory and the naming afterwards, because you have a reference to what you have experienced when you learn a theory. In other cases, you need some theoretical model because it makes it easier to talk about what to do and why you do it. So it's not a one-way street, this. It's complicated. Or it can be. So first of all, we think about creating a kind of overview of what are the knowledge elements, what are the concepts, what are the models that students should learn, and what is the skills list. And then start to look at the important thing, are there any possible dependencies between the two? That is the core. If you have managed to find a good dependency between conceptual topics and operational topics or chunks of the course, then a lot of the problem is already solved. So what you want to do is to order these dependencies in a sequence. And there are many possible solutions. The solution space is quite open, but we have to have one kind of solution and go for that. Because when we do that, we might very easily arrive at discovering that there are some assumptions that are not inside the course. And I and many people who have been doing courses like I have done in handling computers for various purposes discover that sometimes people participate in course and we have some assumption about what they know that isn't really up to it. It's not in accordance with reality. So, for instance, if you work on computers, it's a very good idea to know something about file handling or the internet or the client-server technology. And if you don't, if some students know and some others don't, then maybe the course is not so efficient. So to find out what is the assumption list and then try to remove from the course the assumptions from the knowledge and skill list. So that, for instance, if there are some assumptions inherent in your list, maybe you make another course for that and advise people, please take this course before you take the current one in order to get that knowledge into your head and your hands. And then we can get at the final knowledge and skills list, combine them for each and every objective of the course, and then have a plan for how to develop your course. Of course, it's possible to rearrange afterwards, but it's really a good idea to have an overall master plan for how you develop your course. So with this list of concerns, you are better in a position to create a good online course. Thank you for your attention.